more and more Latino people were saying, oh, we're gonna check out the show. Oh, you should put me in the show. Oh. And then all of a sudden it turned into, yeah. It's that Latin gay talk. I was like, no. It is not that Latin talk. It's a show that has all kinds of people and some that happen to be Latin. Oh, well, we need to come and do that. Just like, no, you're not gonna come on and do an entire 30-minute segment in Spanish for the Spanish listeners. That's not gonna happen either. Because I don't know what's gonna happen.
Go for me. We still speak love Spanish.
No, I don't. That's great for you to speak in Spanish. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Eat that.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good.
Un good for you.
For real, for fun, for everyone you're listening to, Outlaw Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour, gayradioshow.com every Tuesday on WPRK 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn Radio app, you can download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. I can do that on my phone again. I actually have a working smartphone now.
So yeah,
I'm going app grinder whore crazy. Anyway, so give us a call, 407-646-2915. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 346.
How are you today?
I'm doing other than the slight, I don't know what I did to my eyeball. It's like I got a hickey on the left side of my eyeball.
It's like you have ruptured vein. Do you have capillaries or veins in your eyeball?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Well, I think it's just from getting sick. I think I indulged.
That looks like you took like a hit though.
I didn't though. I think I indulged a little bit too much, and so I think I just can't you do that if you throw up too hard?
You can rupture things in your.
In your
face,
eyeballs. Well, over there, the voice of medical authority, and you're not on the microphone, is Atomic Adonis. How you doing, man?
I'm fantastic.
Roommate and friend here. We actually had the same composition as we had last week. That's a very rare thing that we had the same chemical formula.
Oh my gosh,
two weeks in a row.
This is becoming like a serious gay relationship. I mean, 2 weeks running?
I know, right?
We're going to be ready to move in.
All right.
Chrissy,
let's go to the Humane Society and pick out a kitten.
Let me introduce everyone. Chrissy Mystery is here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
And over there on the microphone, Eric the Actor. How you doing?
Hello, I'm great.
Make sure you follow us during the radio show on our Twitter page.
Stealing my Twitter.
You have to back up, okay? Sorry. Well, yeah, that mic is just okay. Twitter. Let me figure out your level.
Twitter.
Okay, well, follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
I thought we were sharing.
We can make this a well-oiled machine, but if we even stop to deal with that, then it's not worth doing, because I cannot. I have enough problems trying to keep my own head on straight. I'm becoming more Latin every week. I'm 1 week into being a trans Latino. I'm embracing my inner self. Lots of changes
like
are happening.
You already got the whole family moving in.
I know, right? And then our good friend Nakovi Boom Boom is back here. How you doing, Nakovi?
I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me again.
Okay, I will just say this.
Can you please translate that?
Oh my god, you don't understand. Go take class.
I love Nakovi. I love Nakovi. I think Nakovi is like, if I found a Latin man that was like Nakovi, I would make him my husband. I would stop all my whoring ways.
If you found one like him, well, what's wrong with him?
He's right in front of you.
Because you can't just tell your friend that you're in love with him. You have to like, you know, you can't like, and you don't want to ruin the friendship. So you have to like.
Plus your Spanish sucks.
Yeah. Maybe I can't find anyone threesome. You never know.
Yeah.
See.
You know that?
Well, we thought about
that. Atomic, DJ, and Nakovi together. Oh my god, this is amazing.
Dios mio.
You know everyone's name? Who is everyone on the show, Nakovi? You introduce everyone and tell what they do.
Yeah, I have here.
Start. Okay, me?
Oh, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Justice.
Okay, and what does DJ Justice do?
Oh, okay.
Okay, who's that? Who's that?
I have here Aunt Daniel.
Okay, Atomic.
Atomic, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Adonis.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And the unicorn.
Yes, I'm a unicorn.
And who's
the
that?
Unicorn.
And who's that?
Chris Mystery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who's that to? Who's that to your right?
Eric.
Yay.
Eric, the actor.
And the actor. And you can follow him in?
Twitter.
Your English is getting so good.
Yeah, and if you want to comment during the show, just do a hashtag Gay Radio Show, talk with us. We're going to start a new segment called N'Kobe Reads Things. So we're, you know, if you want to submit something that's, you know, maybe a few sentences, a paragraph long, we're going to see have N'Kobe read something to us every week because, quite frankly, I'm in love with his voice. In lieu of the news, we're going to talk about a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to kind of, you know, sprinkle. I'm going to, like, sprinkle, throw news at you like a monkey.
Rainbow just, sprinkles?
Fairy dust, fairy dust.
Yeah, like a monkey just, like, throws poo. I'm just going to kind of throw a few news stories there. Instead, Eric's going to do, like, this day in history. If you're having some phone problems?
This phone, it's at 38%. It should not be turning off, but it's just shutting itself off.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to just go the news that I looked up by memory.
It's verbatim.
And it's worth noting that it's absolutely freezing in here. We walked in and we got caught in the rain completely.
Not one person, including myself, thought to bring an umbrella.
So we decided to do the show naked this week. We got here, our clothes are wet. We said we're going to get our pneumonia. It's a pants off to Out Loud Orlando, the most naked show in radio. This is why we should webcam it. I have Periscope. I finally have Periscope on the phone. I just didn't install it yet.
We could charge like $9.99 for every 10 minutes if we were naked right now.
I mean, I don't think there's any rules about being naked.
I don't have a problem with that, you know?
I know. N'Kobe, I know. And you have a beautiful body. He sells his underwear. He dances. Oh, yeah. We got another Puerto Rican sleeping on the couch. Hello, Puerto Rican sleeping on the couch.
He's waving.
He slept on my couch last night, too. So, you know,
I did wake up to that this morning.
Justice's Wayward House for Twinks.
I come downstairs to make my coffee, and I'm like, good thing I put pants on.
Justice's Wayward House for Twinks has turned into, like, you know, Un Casa de Everybody.
Un Casa de Everybody.
You're all-inclusive.
Which is really
everyone.
Throwing a wrench in my things, because you don't wake up until later. I rise and shine at about 7:30, and I know I got a solid 3 hours before you wake up. So there's a solid 3 hours. I do not have any clothes on. The neighbor witnesses one day during my morning coffee.
Which neighbor?
On the patio. Next door cancer patient.
Why? Don't, dude.
Well, it's like 7:30 in the morning. I don't think anyone's going to stroll through our backyard while I'm naked on the patio having a cigarette and coffee. Yeah, it's happened.
Do I stay here? Do I get up and go?
I usually just stay seated and hope.
They like
the
hold
best.
The coffee cup in front of your jingle jangle and just go like, "Hello, I'm a clever photo."
Yeah.
Hey, this picture is that's hilarious.
Oh man. Well, you know, this is great. I'm glad I found out about this stuff, so.
All right. Mm-hmm. She liked it.
All right, well, there's a lot going on and breaking news. Breaking news. We talked a little bit about it last week. I hear about it all the time at home. Daniel and many other, Atomic and many other people, love to discuss what's going on with Kim Davis. Now, we need a sound effect. As a radio show host, I will talk about Kim Davis, but I don't obsess about her the way all y'all do because, like, it's literally for the last week, everybody's like, did you see what happened with her today? He woke me up. He's like, Kim Davis is in the news. So we'll get an update on what's going on with Kim Davis. N'Kobe, who's Kim Davis? What do you remember about Kim Davis?
Wow. I have a lot of things to say about her, but I think I can do it in the air. So
we're on the air.
No, you're saying you have thoughts about her, but if you said it, you probably can't say it because it's bad words.
Yeah.
It's
bad words with her, yeah.
Yeah. So you say, if I can't say bad
I'm
words,
upset
better
with
than
everything
not say.
She do like with the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we all.
She's not where she's not where she need be there.
Yeah. Oh, what's going
she
on with?
She shouldn't be there.
So I mean, I heard on the way into the show today, I was hearing a little bit here and there about. There were protesters outside the judge's home, and then there was talk about her being released, but what's the official comment right now?
She officially has been released from jail.
Why?
I'm just catching up listeners who don't know who she is. Kim Davis is a clerk of the courts up in a county in Kentucky that has refused to honor the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States of America and acknowledge and issue marriage licenses to anyone, straight or gay, because she says, no, it is against my moral, religious beliefs to do so, and I will stand up for that right. And so in not complying with the court, an injunction was issued, and then, you know, for contempt of court for not following the orders. So she has been in jail. We talked a little bit about, you know, the martyrdom that's kind of becoming attached to her. The people that have religious beliefs.
Some people
are hailing her as a hero.
Some
people that are very religious going, you go, Kim Davis. You fight. You God's on your side. We're praying for you. You go, you're my hero, Kim Davis.
And I've said it, and I will say it over and over again. Have your faith. grasp onto your faith and hold it very close, but you cannot force others to have your beliefs.
So what's going on with her? Like, is she in jail or no?
She has been released. The judge decided that due to the fact that her deputies have been issuing marriage license due to her incarceration, all of her deputies have agreed that they will sign all eligible couples for marriage license. They will sign them. All eligible couples, which means everyone.
Everybody. Take your battery out and start it over that
one. I did. I've been doing that for the past 10 minutes.
So,
God forbid we ever have a working radio show where we can look up information and have headphones. This is getting to be a bit of a, like, a WTF moment, like a WTF at WPRK. Like, I'm going to just have to do it. I'm going to have to invest. I'm going to have to invest my own money and get everyone headphones that I will bring to the studio.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
Every week we should.
We should go fund yourself.
And then I will also probably invest in like a tablet that is always working, because, you know, we're a moving show. Like, if breaking crap happened right now, I can't be the only one looking it up in the computer. This is me just, you know, bitching for no reason, but
I have all my stuff.
Okay, so
I just have a crappy outdated phone.
So they said that they'll release her.
No, she has been released.
She has been released.
This has happened. Right. She is released. I'm sure as we're speaking,
any more press statements? Any more from her lawyer?
Press junk shit going on right now.
What was that word?
Junction.
Okay, you said.
But her lawyer has stated, Kim is standing on her firm beliefs and his beliefs. So he is implying things, so this isn't completely accurate. So his beliefs are she will continue to stand by her strong-hearted beliefs and continue to not issue marriage license to same-sex couples, and that this battle probably is not over. That's her lawyer, you know, instating his own opinion. So again, that's someone's opinion. But this is what the judge has issued to Kim upon her release. She must, or according to his orders, defendant Davis shall be released from the custody of the U.S. Marshals forthwith. Defendant Davis shall not interfere in any way, directly or indirectly, with the efforts of her deputy clerks to issue marriage license to all legal eligible couples.
So one thing I heard was that, you know, before she was claiming that any licenses issued without her signature were not valid and should therefore not be recognized, the court said, no, here in the state and the county, if it's issued, it is legally binding and recognizable under the state, under the eyes of the law, without her signature. So she's claiming that her signature authorizes the power.
Yeah,
so the fact that these licenses have been issued without her, now that she comes back, they could keep being issued. But if she, I guess she shut down the office for several hours last week, claiming, oh, we have computer problems. If she's doing anything to interfere with these licenses being issued from this point on, she once again is in contempt. And I've heard some rumblings, you know, again, you know,
she
I,
probably
you,
will do something.
You know, she I run, stuff. You know, I don't run with, but you know, I'm aware of both sides, you know, coming up and from a very religious household, having that influence and just being aware of, you know, I mean, my faith is a big part of my life, obviously not as close with certain organized religious beliefs, you know, as a gay man that also believes that Jesus loves me. But there is some talk that, you know, she, to really prove her point, she's going to wait and again interfere claim that this is her religious liberty to do so, so that she can once again be held in contempt and once again arrested, saying, hey, I will be arrested 1,000 times if it means standing up for what I believe. This is, you know, she, and I don't, you know, she's not going to let go of this.
Her lawyer doesn't think so either. Yeah. He thinks she's going to continue this battle. But I liked the reference, and I'm paraphrasing this because I sadly didn't.
She does look like a really gross second grade teacher, though.
Yeah, she does. But in 2008, an amendment was put on the books that all government, state, and federal employees must be willing to sacrifice certain freedoms to serve the people. This was amended on the books in 2008, stating that all county, state, government, federal, every employee that works for the government in some way, shape, or form must be willing to sacrifice certain freedoms to impose laws on to the public.
Chris, do you want to hear Kim Davis's official marriage guide, her official
yes.
guide to her marriage history?
Oh my god,
look,
I need to hear this.
It reminds me of those graphs.
So there's like a spreadsheet and everything. There's arrows and there's a spreadsheet.
Graph.
Yeah, it's a bubble graph.
That looks official.
Okay.
This is so children can write essays on
it. You name one of the places I get our news. Sometimes I'm putting the show, like today it's like four words written on a piece of paper. People, you know, Nakovi took a great picture of me like trying to highlight something, and it kind of looks like I'm actually official, getting ready to like host a radio show.
But not really.
No, not really. I was just like thinking about...
you're doing real work
like
here.
Like rather than just giving the whole article, you highlight the whole article.
Life is too serious to be taken seriously. I highlight articles. That's what I do. Okay, the official guide to Kim Davis's marriage history. In 1984, at the age of 18, she married Dwayne Allen Wallace. In 1993, she cheated on Wallace with Thomas Dale McIntyre Jr., got pregnant. In 1994, she divorces Wallace. 5 months later, she gives birth to twins. In 96, she marries Davis, who adopts her two children. In 2004, she divorces Davis, marries McIntyre, the guy who knocked her up in 93.
So why didn't she change her name?
In 2008, she divorces McIntyre. I think it's has to do with the babies. Did she have the babies
she
with?
Another
man fathered her children, but then she married this guy Davis, who adopted her kids. So she kept the name Davis, so her kids would have the same baby name, even though it's not the bio dad.
And current husband is not Davis.
Hold on, no. Kim. This is a lot. Kim divorces McIntyre in 2008. In 2009, Kim remarries Davis. In 2011. Hallelujah. She converts to Christianity. And then in 2015,
kind of Christianity? Because it's very specific.
If you don't do what I do, I don't like you, Christianity. She takes the,
Pentecostal?
Evangelical Christian, apophilistic.
Now we're getting a little Jewish.
It's a song by Janelle Monae, Dance Apocalyptic. And in 2015, Kim takes the oath of office and begins serving as the Rowan County Clerk. And in August 2015, she invokes God's authority to deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples. So it's obvious she really appreciates the sanctity of marriage.
Obviously. And you know, follows the rules of the Bible, known as the Ten Commandments. Shall not adulterate or covet thy neighbor's neighbor something cupboard but lady in a boot.
But I heard that she married one guy, but then had babies with someone that was
not
she married two.
See, the babies
husbands
were the
later?
The first marriage, he had about two babies.
No, that's from a different guy.
Yeah, the babies from the first marriage.
Didn't
were
we see her on an episode of Jerry Springer one time?
Yeah, I know.
It's very
possible.
Oh, it's not.
It's she cheated on him.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
Okay, yeah.
If my boyfriend cheat on me, I no love him no more.
Ex-boyfriend too.
Kim Davis is.
Nakovi would be a great boyfriend. Nakovi would be a good boyfriend.
But. We did not. So, the deputies now have a court order as well on them. The court has put out.
What did they put out?
A court order that all deputies.
This is why I usually read stuff on the show.
I have my glasses on and I can't read with them. All right.
We're getting older. This is horrible.
I know.
Everyone's
so
dying their hair. When we started the show back in 2009, like my back hurts. I can't hear anything. My tinnitus in my left ear.
Yeah. So CJA counsel for the five deputy clerks who indicated that they would comply with the court order shall file status reports every 14 days from the date of entry of the order, unless otherwise executed by the court. So
they're basically saying you got to keep your boss in check, and if she interferes, you let us know.
Every 14 days until the court orders.
Oh, they're tattling on her.
Yeah, until the court orders them to seize this motion. So from this 8th day of September, moving onward, every 14 days, all five deputies have to file a separate report on Kim. She doesn't have just one. She's got five people sitting there babysitting her. It hasn't been issued yet, though, whether or not that a U.S. Marshal is going to be placed at the county clerk's office. But there is a lot of discussion that they are going to place a U.S. Federal Marshal.
Good God.
Just in case Kim decides to cause
a scene.
So thank you, Kim, for wasting our tax dollars to pay these marshals and it's going to be 24/7 in case she decides to do things after hours.
Chris, this is some backwards county in Kentucky. These are your people. Like, what do you think?
I'm not from Kentucky. Don't put that on me.
Listen, white trash knows white trash knows no state.
That's a whole nother version of white trash. There, come on.
Oh,
that's a whole nother thing. I'm from the trailer park. That's like they go to the horse races or something.
So my next question is this: other than so, who doesn't like
Kim Davis?
Yeah, who doesn't like? Oh.
I don't. I do not like
raise
you, Cam.
Hand.
Aside from,
I invited you to lunch. You didn't respond. I don't like you no more.
Okay, aside from the obvious answer when I go, who doesn't like Kim Davis? Have you heard about who else surprisingly does not like Kim Davis?
Donald Trump.
Apparently, our good friends on the from the Westboro Baptist Church have sided with the gay community on the Kim Davis issue.
Of all people to hate her, they are surprising.
When the Westboro Baptist Church hates you, we're talking people who picket people's funerals here, okay?
Okay, no, wait. The
veterans' funerals.
The KKK, the Ku Klux Klan has come out and said, eh, we don't really like the Westboro Baptist. So when the KKK says they don't like the Westboro Baptist Church, and then the Westboro Baptist Church, they come out and say, hey, here's someone else we don't like, that's kind of like two steps beyond, wow, that's really bad. So the hate-mongering organization known as the Westboro Baptist Church has come out of the closet with its disapproval of the anti-gay Rowan County clerk Kim Davis. According to Westboro Baptist Church philosophy, divorce and remarriage are a no-no, and they have armed themselves with a Bible passage that proves it. Since Davis has walked down the aisle four times, resulting in three divorces, she has become now a target of Westboro Baptist Church, stating, quote, if Kim Davis has any real fear of God, she'll resign and move out of the house from the man she lives with in adultery. The organization has been active in social media expressing their disdain for her, tweeting the church, tweeting images of her saying, inconvenient truth, God hates divorce, divorce plus remarriage equals adultery. On Twitter, they're saying, stop your adultery. They go, what if a clerk denied Kim Davis a marriage license for her second, third, and fourth marriage because Christ called it adultery?
I just don't even know if I should be mad at them or proud of them that they're calling her. I can't decide.
It doesn't mean they're in favor of gay marriage. It's just they're saying, hey, no.
You're a bad person, Kim. They're calling her out and holding her to who she is.
To her God's standards.
I, for one, am in favor of this kindler, gentler Westboro Baptist Church.
Get it, Westboro. We will just golf clap you. Golf clap.
I should tweet them and ask about my status as a transgender individual and see where they stand on that.
You're not transgender.
Listen, you're trans Latino. I've been listening to people argue in Spanish in the backseat of my car all week. I went to Latin night twice this week real Latin people.
You are so
it's not transgendered. It's trans racer.
I'm trans Latino.
Okay, that.
See, the fact that everyone's bi.
Hey, no, DJ, but you know when you hang out with me? You know when you hang out with me? I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak English. I speak Spanglish. And you understand Spanglish.
I know.
Because what?
Because you love me.
No, because you're trans Latino.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Gosh. Now Kobe likes white boys, so, you know, I'm trans Latino to get into the inner circle, but then I'm white when I want Kobe to love me, because he loves white boys.
I love you.
You're trans mixed Latino.
When it's convenient for me, yes.
Oh, God, this is getting ridiculous. This is almost as bad of a circus as Kim Davis.
Now. Yeah, so thank you for tying it back. Very good. So we went out last night. It was the Latin boy, Javier, sleeping on the couch right now. He enjoyed his 22nd birthday last night. So he came from dancing. He dances at Savoy. He showed up from work. Can I talk about that? He showed up from work already. Started like lit. I was like, you were just at work, and he already shows up like he's had
too
many.
Do you work at a place that has liquor, or did you have some stored in the car?
He just said he was at Savoy. Yeah. He's a dancer at Savoy.
I guess when you dance at a club and it's not very busy, you just kind of show up to kill the time.
A lot of places don't allow you to drink anymore while you're working.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, then I quit.
He said, yeah, if that's
too.
The case,
hello.
I quit.
Go to dance and not drink like a... One drink or something like that. Sometimes it's hard because you have energy.
And then we went on to the Parliament House, and... You know, of course, being the birthday boy.
On Labor Day. Oh, wow. How was that?
It was decent. It was bigger on Sunday. Like, Parliament House on Saturday and Sunday were kicking. I went out there with Jose. I hung out with Nick, Jose's friend, who is Mr. Leather International from Chicago.
I missed out on all the good stuff because of work. I hate my
life. I'm glad you weren't there because I wasn't going to share that one. I may or may not have put on a collar this weekend just to be like, hey, I did that.
I didn't want to share. It just sounds like it was fun.
So last night we went to, and it was the strip contest at Drink 101. And you know how last week we said, how much would it take for you to be on the Parliament House dance floor? Well, apparently, according to the winner of last night's strip contest, all it takes is $50.
Yeah!
Because he was sliding around on that floor like a slug, leaving his just like juice everywhere. He's like on the floor, like clapping the booty. He's like on his back, legs are like, so he won the strip contest.
And see-through so underwear. Bad.
Yeah.
Just I he just
sanitized your hands afterwards, but get it.
I got wet under the bucket.
It was that, no, you need like boiling water.
Yeah, just because you bathe in Parliament House water after rolling around on the Parliament House dance floor does not make the situation better.
Yeah,
she made me proud.
Better.
I love her. I love her.
The Puerto Ricans are proud.
We're so proud.
But it's not even $50 though. It was what, $25 cash. That's it.
No.
The rest of it's just liquor.
Last week, he's all like, I went to touch
it. No. Wait. It's a $50 in cash and $25 in open bar. So he's $75 in total.
That's not what he just said. He said $25.
He's
they
like,
shorted you.
I got more money, wait.
They shorted you. They kept some of your
money. Oh, no. He can't keep track of his money. So.
Oh, man. So obviously, Kim Davis talking about her was the first thing I learned this week. Let's play our little song here and we'll learn about some more things.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week.
We talk about Candido.
Queen Bee Ho!
Okay, so the second thing we learned this week was when it comes to the world of drag and pageantry, there's a big system going on in Chicago, and it is the Miss Continental. Is it just Miss Continental, or do they do at-large and newcomer and Continental
all
together?
It's just Miss Continental. It's okay. Kind of there's no shape or size requirements, so everyone is involved with Miss Continental.
Well, no, there are different Continentals. There's Miss Continental at-large and elite.
Are you sure there's
because Roxy won Continental at-large when she was fatter, but then she got lost weight.
I didn't know there was at-large. I know there's Elite, which is for
there's Miss Continental Blackie for Latino people.
Is that the official name there?
Afro-Americans.
Oh.
There's Miss Jewish Continental.
Oh, yeah?
Continental J.
I like Jay Continental.
Jay Continental.
You can't be crowned on Shabbats.
Yeah, and then Elite, which is...
Elite, which is...
The elderly.
You're an old, burnt-out transgender drag queen, and you just need to make some money.
Yeah. Hey, no, our friend Rochelle O'Shea won.
I love how it took him a Wait a minute,
our good friend, Rochelle.
No, listen, we have a lot of respect for the pageantry system, for the exposure it's given us. And then, you know, we've always had a connection, not with Continental. This radio show has always had a connection with Gay US of A, especially when
the
Bob Taylor.
Queens.
Especially when Bob Taylor was you know, charge of that pageant here in the Florida circuit. You know, years ago, it gave us a lot of exposure over on the west coast of Florida, doing live broadcast, almost like we were doing pageant commentary at Miss Gay US of A at large newcomer. Yeah, we interviewed Latrice Royale when she was doing pageants before the show.
God, she was so
and so we're sitting there. I called her Miss Royale with cheese because she wore a big blue dress and I couldn't remember her name.
So good.
So what we would do is we'd be set up to the left of the stage and I'd have drag queens with me and we'd be talking about the show and I didn't know anything about drag at the time. So we're trying to talk about it. Oh well, she's coming out wearing this. Look at how bedazzled she is. Look at this contestant. And then this other some other drag. Oh, she is. Check out the thinner cut bodice of that and check out them micro braids. What do you think, DJ Justin? I'm like, you know what? That is the bluest dress I have seen in this pageant so far.
Fabulous.
No dresses have been more blue than that one. I will let you know if I see anything that's more blue than that. Like, but it was fun, and it gave us exposure to a lot of people. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, that we have as many loved ones and listeners as we do over in Tampa and down into St. Pete.
We do love us some drag queens, though.
Well, you know
love
what? I say it. The back.
How can you not?
This show. Has been built on the backs of not only me, but has been carried on the backs of drag queens and actors because of the people that are not shy and have something to say, that have a story to tell, that are, you know, are able to come and communicate and be a part of the show and get the joke and realize that life's too serious to be taken seriously.
And just be a freaking unicorn.
Yep, there you go.
You know?
Okay, so Nakovi, you were going to tell me, you were going to catch us up on Continental with Nakovi's Drag Race Continental recap. What'd you learn about Nakovi?
I don't learn nothing.
Well, at least tell us about Continental.
But I want to talk about some Continental, and it's because I am very proud. My girl Queen Bee Ho from Puerto Rico.
Yes, Queen Bee Ho.
Queen
yes,
Bee Ho.
Queen
oh,
Bee Ho.
Sick,
is she related to Candy Ho?
It's a sister of Candy Ho, like from Roots.
Yeah, they're the same family.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same family.
The Ho family.
From the dollhouse exactly. In Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. Actually.
The whole house?
Them hoes in Puerto Rico.
Baby, the whole
like
house.
La casita de muñecas.
That's the name of the bathhouse, the whole house.
Yes. The house.
I heard that Tuesday night's the best night to go to a certain Club Orlando because evidently you get in totally for free if you're under like 24, so that's the night all the young people go.
Oh, I'm not in that age bracket, though. But we can still go.
I would have you invited me. I'm telling you, you can go for free.
No, I don't want to go. If I go with you, Nokovi, I'll be too jealous. I cannot go with you. I'll be too jealous.
Okay. Why not?
If someone takes you to a room,
maybe
and I...
you want to be my boyfriend, you want to be a little bit open mind with me, baby.
Then you gotta be a better boyfriend and learn how to share your toys.
That's what he's telling you. He's like, you want a piece of that cake? You gotta be willing to share, honey.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question for you before you talk anymore about Continental.
So back to Continental.
I was at the bank this morning getting quarters for laundry, and I ended up talking to another drag queen, Natalie Nails, who was in line in front of me, and mentioned that you were going to be on the show. How old are you really? Because people think that you're underage. I was like, Nicole's in the show. He goes, oh yeah, I won't serve him alcohol. He's under 21. I said, Nicole's not under 21.
I am 29 right now.
You're 29.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that's a long shot from 21.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You look good.
Evidently, I'm really believable because as we walked into Pulse and it was Javier's birthday, I think it was whoever's working the door, I just made some comment. I said, she's looking at his license and I go, don't give him a wristband. He's underage. She starts like marking the X's on his hands and then he starts screaming and she has to like wash them off. I was like, all right, I guess, you know, don't believe me. Don't believe the shock job.
Why would you? That's like a right, sick like, joke. You're like, it's a kid's 22nd birthday and you're trying to cut him off from liquor? Come on.
How dare you?
That's my subtle
that
way of
saying
you have a rooster
block and a half.
I don't know about where the guys going with the achy in the hand to hang out to the club. I know a lot of people not liking drink, but I think if I go to the club, I want to drink, I want to dance, and I want to
have a good
fun.
Time.
So I can't.
Barachissimo style, right?
Yeah.
So what else do we know about Continental?
Yes, yes, I'm talking about Queen Bee Ho.
They
represent
who won,
Orlando.
You
serve Barbie Royale.
Yes.
I can't believe she's not in the top five.
I can't.
Because she go ready. No, she look like a... I see her too prepared. She like a... I see her like a, for 1 year ago getting ready for that con.
Absolutely. But I think she's very new and very fresh. I think there's a lot
she's
more.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous, but I think there's a lot more polished girls at Continental that have worked for years. She started, like you said, a year ago. Some of these girls have been going at it for 10 years.
Yeah,
yes,
but
is she beautiful?
But if you can't pull it off after 10 years, you kind of need to accept some things about yourself.
But they
I'm sorry, you could try all you want, but you know, you can't beat ugly.
That's not a couple of years ago. Oh my gosh.
You can improve a lot of things, but ugly ain't one of them.
There's only so many doctors you can see.
Oh, God.
Finally, just it's like, I can't do anymore. I'm sorry. What more?
So, wait, who won Continental?
Tiffany T. Hunter. And congratulations. She
I don't
did.
Know
I was watching it.
Yeah,
via,
she sung.
And
she
is
everybody
beautiful,
talking about her. Yeah.
Did I mean,
she sang live?
Flawless.
She sang live or no? You said she sung. Someone said
she
sung.
She slayed.
She. That's not the same word.
I'm talking about she sung in Facebook like that. She Suena. I'm talking about everybody talking about her.
Yes.
In Facebook like I
right.
see. This is the reason I say I'm song.
Okay.
But I want to talk about a little
yes.
bit more at Queen Bee Ho because
Queen Bee Ho.
This girl
is so amazing.
She's skinny. She is small.
Uh-huh.
And she do a competition with a lot tranny and
uh-huh.
she. The last Continental cheese.
She is a real boy.
I only said
it's
one
real,
word of that.
She's a real boy.
A real
she's
boy.
Not a transsexual.
And competition with a lot of transsexuals, that's not easy.
She,
I think the last Continental cheese do too, and she be like a first finalist.
This is, I think, her fourth time at Continental, if my memory serves
me
right.
Yeah, but she's like a in the final five.
Point.
We need like a drag We need to do a
like
separate segment.
I need like I say, wow, I'm so proud.
A lot of people were talking this year because Queen Bee Ho is more fishy than she's ever been. She usually has a slight little boy element.
Explain what more fishy means for our straight
More
listeners.
Girl. Like... Queen Bee Ho is a real boy, not a transgender.
Like, if I just put a wig on and did drag, I'm not going to be fooling anybody,
most
likely.
But Queen Bee Ho this year was more fishy than she's ever been. Was super fish the
house. Didn't shower very much.
Didn't shower very much. She did not give her summer's eve.
Ripe European look.
Girl was rank fish. Just sickening.
Just like making out with cans of tuna.
Exactly. It was.
Sometimes I like to drink the juice out of the tuna can.
Oh, God, Daniel.
Too far? That's crossing the line? Really, on this show, that's my problem.
I hate seafood.
So, bravo for Queen Bee Ho.
Queen Bee Ho,
bravo.
I do.
You're a winner in
Now, this may just this may be me stereotyping, but I get the feeling that N'Kobe really supports this Queen Bee Ho because she's from Puerto Rico.
She's from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I know.
It's not just because she's from Puerto Rico. It's because...
She's amazing.
I know her for years. She's amazing, and she have a really good hair. She always is very nice with everybody.
N'Kobe, I love you, and I love having you in the show, but it was interesting at the last couple Latin nights I was at, people that were listening to the show because N'Kobe was on, more and more Latino people were saying, oh, we're going to check out the show. Oh, you should put me in the show. Oh, and then all of a sudden it turned into, yeah, it's that Latin gay talk. I was like, no, it is not that Latin talk. It's a show that has all kinds of people and some that happen to be Latin. Oh, well, we need to come and do that. Just like, no, you're not going to come on and do an entire 30-minute segment in Spanish for the Spanish listeners. That's not going to happen either. Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Good for me.
We still
speak
love
Spanish.
No, I don't. It's great for you to speak in Spanish. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Me gustas camarones a esa espinanca.
Yeah.
Just say sí and not
No tengo un gato es en mis pantalones. Okay, so...
sí, gracias.
Your cat doesn't have pants on?
I don't have a cat in my pants.
Oh.
Well, ¿por qué?
I had one. You want to see it?
Yes, baby. Okay, the second thing or the third thing. Anyway, one of the things I learned this week was I've talked openly about this. They should sponsor the show. I'm a big believer, and even more so now, in ways to protect yourselves as men, as anyone, gay, straight, Latino, white, black, anything, transgender. HIV and AIDS is still a real thing. I talk openly about PrEP. About post-exposure prophylactics, pre-exposure prophylactics. I talk about the medicine called Truvada and how it is a medicine I've been on for 2 years, and you take it every single day. And I'm HIV negative. I get tested regularly. I practice safe sex, but, no offense, safe sex doesn't feel as good. And there are situations where someone may lie about their status.
We are strongly encouraging safe sex practices.
Okay, on the air, I have to do that. On the air, I should always say, yes, always practice safe sex. But at the same time, if you're not gonna protect yourself another way, and this medicine is one way to do it. And what it does is, if you take the medicine, the Truvada, it makes you 99.8% immune to contracting HIV and AIDS. It's the medicine that's going to single-handedly curb the instances of new infections of this disease. And a new study just came out. After 2.5 years of trials, a new study has found that this group, for 32 months, it was done by the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in San Francisco, they tracked the health of 600 gay men who used Truvada daily to prevent the virus in a real-world setting. The average age of every man was, the average age of the study groups was 37. 99% of the men were men who have sex with other men. The average length of the usage of the medication was 7.2 months. Members of this group were, quote, also reported to be a higher likelihood of having multiple sex partners than those not on PrEP. After 2.5 years of trials, the study found that these men taking PrEP, all of them, not one single instance of HIV or AIDS. So now the research is coming in, backing up the science of what they've been saying. So have even more faith in this medication, because it's looking at the extended use of the medication, saying, yeah, you can go out there, and if you are a complete bareback, slut, whore, multiple sex partners, engage in risky behavior.
We are not encouraging that.
This medicine still prevents HIV and AIDS. Now, the reason you should still practice safe sex is it does not combat and prevent other sexually transmitted diseases.
It is specifically targeting HIV and AIDS.
Right, but I will say this, though. Other sexually transmitted diseases yes, unfortunate as they may be, they can be cured with a shot. Most can be cured with a pill. So it's a whole different ballgame. So they're looking at just the number of participants. So I guess, you know, I talk about that not to say go be a whore, go do who you like and like who you do. But I say it to be that if you are going to be sexually active, own your sexual health. And if you can't trust somebody else, trust yourself to take a freaking pill every day and know that you are negative and you know your status and that you can be, you know, with your partner and have a wonderful consensual sex life and that you don't have to be in fear of this thing that decimated, I will specifically say that decimated our community. You know, sometimes I wonder about the evolution of the gay social group. And I think that, you know, a major hit to the LGBT community was the AIDS epidemic of when it first hit mid-80s, mid-90s, when it was taking out hundreds of thousands of people. You know, where would we be in society? You know, if we had focused on, if we had been able to focus on just equality instead of just surviving, you know? And I say that from a perspective of a millennial who doesn't, you know, who was a child when that was going on. But when you grow up and you start being educated and seeing how much of an impact that had on this country and this world and the stigma attached to gay people and the idea of a cantankerous, vile, vicious disease associated primarily with, you know, the gay community, how that was the basis of some people forming their discriminations that they're still, you know, their prejudices
that
they're still holding up to.
Disgusting. There was a lot of people that associated us with disease and dirtiness.
I'm just saying, it's almost as if you'd remove that period of time from history,
where would we be now?
Would we be 10 to 15 years further than we were? Would we have had marriage equality in all states, you know, back in, what, 90 and 2000? You know what I mean?
Who knows?
You know, I'm going to write a book one day called What If?
But I am a huge... this is one of the most amazing medical breakthroughs of our time.
And yes, I'm saving so much money on condoms, dude.
Yeah, we haven't cured anything yet, but this is such an amazing, amazing step into what I believe could really find the cure. If we have figured out how to block this disease from being spread, the cure has got to be right out of grasp.
Another step closer.
It's
right around the corner.
Does everyone in here know their status and been tested recently?
Absolutely.
You good? You know your status?
You got to.
You've been tested recently?
Got my card.
Yeah.
When? If you meet my boyfriend, you gotta know your status.
I have my status like I do in a gay pride in Miami.
Okay,
it's my last one. I think I need to do again, but I always.
I will go with you, and then we'll go have tacos.
Yeah, sorry.
Tacos.
Shut up.
But prep awesome.
Tacos.
Know your status. Go get tested.
Yeah.
Be safe, be smart.
Locos tacos.
Yeah, and have fun.
I
took the boys to Gringos Locos last night.
Gringos Locos.
I love me some Gringos Locos, though.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I can't believe but I did all the...
Know your status, own your sexual health, and get tested regularly.
Hey, no, wait, say this. Say, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Go.
I can't believe I ate all the whole thing.
I can't either.
So big, so delicious.
Okay, thank you very much. We're good. We're good. Okay, in exchange for the news, because it was kind of like a slow... So we're just kind of... I'm kind of like smattering the show with news today instead of an official news segment, but I'll play your music. We were walking in the rain, and Javier and Daniel were in white shirts. We pointed out that...
I have a khaki shirt on.
Can you just like play along? For that's a white shirt.
White with hints of gray.
It's kind of white.
It's khaki.
Basically, we all entered a spontaneous wet t-shirt contest on the show today. Pointing out the color of the shirts we were wearing. And so that posed the question of...
Why do we wear white? Or why are we not allowed to wear white?
Okay, why are we not allowed to wear white after what? Memorial Day? Labor Day?
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
And that was
Monday.
That was Monday.
Yesterday.
So today's the first day we should not wear white.
You are wearing black,
or shoes. Pants or shoes.
White pants or
Thank
shoes.
You for paying attention, boy, on the couch. Like, that's what we're talking about right now.
I have teal shorts
on. Okay, let's find out. Okay, so what's the deal?
Well, from what I researched on my phone before it died and what information I can still remember, it was
We're the number one gay radio show and podcast in Florida, guys. We're bringing you speculative news. Like, well, I can't give you facts, but this is what I remember hearing. Welcome back to the hearsay news.
So it's in my own word. I'm not infringing on any copyrights. We'll put it that way. Paraphrase.
You know that used to be a deal. Hold on, that used to be a deal with the station director. You know, the captain.
Poopy Pants.
Yeah, the Captain Buttlick. Anyway, yes. So okay. He was here. He used to say, I used to have to say that he said that we couldn't read news stories on the air because it was infringing on copyright. And so I'm like trying to sit there and talk to him about like intellectual property and fair use and the whole idea of copyright protected work for a limited educational newsworthy purpose. And he's like, no, that's, he was basically pulling a Kim Davis. He was like, no, that's not the law. I was like, yes, it is. No, okay. You can't do that. No, I'm supposed to do that. No. Like he wouldn't get it. So I
pulled a Kim. Is that a new thing now? Don't pull a Kim Davis.
Don't pull a Kim Davis. Come on. Don't be a Kim Davis.
You're
about
so
this.
Kim Davis right now.
Listen, I need to take your Kim Davis from 10 down to like a 3, please.
Please.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so apparently, some people disagree with this, some not. From the majority of the opinion, they see it coming from like old time, high class of women's societies, like, and how like their rules on fashion and like new money and stuff, like when things were becoming popular, it's like they were like making these rules were a way to tell, you know, classes of society and who came from new money, who came from a respectable family, that kind of thing. And so,
boring. Can you make it more funny?
Yeah, asked me to research it. That's the history. It was a bunch of shady witches being shady witches. That's
what do you
just
mean
what
shady?
They
like they're saying
so
you
if
can't
you
afford.
Wore white after Labor Day, you
they knew
weren't...
not to talk to you or give you the time of day. Like, she wearing white? She didn't get the rule. Yeah.
Well, I think if you were able to wear white after Labor Day, it meant that you had money because you could get your clothes laundered.
Clearly, you weren't in that
exactly.
clique of girls.
I know some, and that's what they said. They say like they use Coco Chanel as a good example. She made it a point to wear white year round.
I thought that it was because of like. Look at the time frame when it's like late summer. There's like it's very wet. There's like summer. Like I thought it was because you don't want to wear a lot of white because it's wet and you'll get like mud and dirt all over you because all the mud and the dirt.
You also have to think about like everywhere. It's like, you know, some places like here, Florida. It's still hot.
It's still muggy.
Still hot.
It's still...
We still need to protect against the sun. But
I don't wear any white people after Labor Day.
It was seen as something like, you know, you could tell the difference between money and it was only used for like, you know, resort wear, going to the tennis club.
It was summer vacation.
Not the bowls around, you know.
Yeah, well, right.
You know, back in the trailer park, we wore wife beaters year round. So, I mean, it was white year round. I don't know what the issue is.
At any point in your childhood, were you a dirty faced baby running around a trailer park
in
nothing
a
but a diaper
every day?
With a Kool-Aid mustache yeah. and dirty feet?
My lips were staying blue for like 3 years. There was that.
Yes.
But this was like late 19th, early 20th century kind of like okay. attitude. It just kind of like trickled down.
I gotta be
to the
honest, this segment really didn't go anywhere I thought it would, but good
I mean,
job
you
all the same.
Hey, but we needed to know why we shouldn't wear white. Well, if you aren't in the inner circle, you didn't know why not.
It's
to.
Not a solid rule now. It's like people like from way back
it's
when who grew up
yeah.
with that. Yeah, it's like so now in modern
but
days, nobody really cares.
After
but
Labor Day, modern take is.
I
want to
point
out.
I
want to
point out that
Nakovi.
I want to point out that Nakovi is the greatest guy in the show because he notices when I like shift my body weight and pull up a new paper for a new topic. And instead of just keep talking on and on and on, he actually goes back and goes, okay, DJ. Like, he acknowledges that it's my turn to talk again. Thank you, Nakovi.
Oh, hey, let's see.
Yeah, well, I'm very professional.
Call here on the air.
Oh, do we have a call? No, it's nobody that cares. Oh,
right, indeed.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Nakovi, I don't think we found something for you to read in English today, but we're going to have it for next week. Is that okay? We'll have a
That's
segment
no,
called Nakovi
okay,
Read
but
Something.
But I have a one question because
yes,
you
sir.
finished the... you're talking about the prep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was about to talk about Queen Bee Ho again.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I want to start talking about that.
Okay. What?
Because I don't know nothing about that.
I'll tell you about it. You go to
you,
your, you,
you
go
you,
to
you tell me now. So I want to where I can find it.
You go to your doctor.
It's
you
not
talk about
the counter.
No, not over the counter. You have to get a prescription. Do you have insurance?
No.
No.
Oh.
I get. I let me see if I can help you out in a totally legal way that I'm not going to talk about on the
they
air.
Have programs so you can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is amazing.
Definitely
it's good.
This is amazing.
But you're not a whore though. You're saving yourself
yes.
for me.
No. I always am play safe. But okay. By the way, for the people that cannot like it, this is perfect.
Mm.
You know.
Right.
Because
it feels much much better to go bareback.
I know.
Okay, anyway.
It's,
okay.
It's the best protection.
Yeah.
Besides
listen, we talked about going Kim Davis. Do you know what it means if you go, what's his name?
Mike Huckabee?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you just
you lose
Huckabee
the
that.
I mean, it's better than going
race.
Bill Cosby.
No.
You
lose a presidential
you
nomination
go Mike Huckabee,
for sure.
You lose the presidency.
Okay, well, you know, do you know what it means to go Jeff Atherton?
No,
I don't.
Listen,
who is this?
I can take a guess.
Who's Jeff Atherton?
that one guy that did the thing with
Shut up. Okay,
is
Kim,
it similar to a Santorum?
It looks like Kim Davis isn't the only government employee refusing to do her job. Now a local judge in Tennessee says, I will not grant a divorce to a straight couple because of gay marriage. Thomas and Pam Bumgardner were wed in November 2002. They have no children. They have filed for divorce in September 2014 because of irreconcilable differences, but Hamilton County Chancellor Jeff Afferton doesn't give a damn about their wishes. Instead, he's denied the couple's request for divorce last week. After hearing from seven witnesses over the course of 4 days and going through more than 75 exhibits, he said his reasoning was that, in his own words, quote, the Supreme Court needs to clarify when is a marriage no longer a marriage. And he says... in other words, this judge believes that the Supreme Court changed the definition of marriage when it ruled in favor of nationwide marriage equality earlier this summer. Therefore, they now must change the definition of divorce. And until they do, he will not allow anyone, same sex or opposite sex, to end their union.
That's ridiculous. This is a legally binding contract. Let's just say, okay.
He's saying, I'm not going to.
Oh my God,
saying,
what just happened?
He's saying, I'm not going to grant divorces unless you define what a divorce is. Because now he's basically saying that he doesn't like that the courts. Change the definition of marriage. So he's going, fine, you want to change the definition of marriage? I'm going to change the definition of divorce.
Okay, this anarchy has to end. We were talking about this before the show.
See, I've always told you never to say that. Go.
AT&T acquired part of Alltel, both cellular companies. Okay? So just like a marriage, technically how it still stands is... an individual taking on another individual, thus far why one individual changes the name. So acquiring another individual to their family is what one could break down a marriage to, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So let's say AT&T decided to dissolve their relationship with Alltel and split ways. Same thing. We still allow businesses to dissolve to date. We still need to allow
And now that we're treating businesses as people.
Now listen, I will say this though. I am in favor of same-sex marriage, but I still am not for divorces. I think it is biblically unjust. If you get married, you commit to that person. I do not believe in divorce. If you made a bad decision and got married after 6 months to a man, then you need to stay with that man, and that's your husband. I'm with the Westboro Baptist Church on this one.
I'm agree.
Come if on, you sanctity of marriage.
If you disagree and marry someone else, you are committing adultery.
I say you still cannot force people to be in a legally binding contract when they do not want to be. If both parties involved and or one no longer wants to be in a legally binding contract, they can get out of it.
If you want to get real biblical and real official on it, if you think about it, you should only technically have up to three sex partners in your life, because if you get married once, you could have that person have relationships.
And then with a brother.
No. Then you could murder them. You could murder them. Oh, and then you could get married again.
Wait, is that legal?
And then you get married again. And then you're married again. And then you could have sex in that marriage. Then you could murder that person. But then you got to stick with the third one, because if your third spouse goes missing, the people are going to start asking questions.
Oh, so that's why they're mad at Kim Davis now, because she's on number four, right?
Right.
Didn't murder the ones prior.
Also, I read the news tomorrow. Westboro Baptist is mad at this judge too.
When asked what exactly the couple should do now that they can't get divorced in Tennessee, the judge shrugged and said, hopefully they can reconcile, unwillingly letting the world know that he was substituting his judgment for the couple's own.
Yeah, you can, like, if you buy a car and you choose to sell the car.
I don't really think about marriage as buying a car, Daniel.
You're just buying a pink Cadillac. It's okay.
Kind of, sort of. You used to have to pay like two cows and three chickens.
I'm trading for my old white model and getting a new Latino.
Right. Funny.
I'm getting me a new Latino 2015.
You can't force someone to.
The Nakovi G6.
This is ridiculous. Oh, it's like you can't stop someone from quitting their job. You can't say, no, you have to stay
you're
at your
stuck
current
here.
Job.
Sorry. Oh, you want a better life? You want to move? No.
No,
sorry. You took
too
this
bad.
Job.
Sorry.
That was kind of like a life-binding contract.
This is turning into anarchy. You follow... We have...
The world's gone mad. I can't get divorced. And all these ho-nos marrying. Gosh. Fire and brimstone. Fire and brimstone.
What do you think about all this angry vegan chick?
I don't know, I'm kind of pissed off about it. I don't think anybody should be telling me what I should eat or not eat, or marry or not marry. Put my privates with who, I don't care.
How your potassium levels today, angry anemic vegan chick.
They're a little low. I need a burger. I mean, a vegetarian burger. Vegetarian burger.
The third thing I learned this week was, you know, I don't know if it's like something I learned, but it is funny how when I first moved to Orlando and first started this radio show, you know, the gay community was still very new to me. You know, I used to be very nervous about going to gay clubs. The only club I used to go to when I first moved here would be Parliament House on Friday, like happy hour time, because I could go and do karaoke and feel okay and met Miss Sammy and Miss Carol Lee. And then, you know,
like the gayest individuals ever.
Well, but I felt okay getting up there.
I love you, Miss Sammy.
I didn't
Sammy,
feel
though.
Okay. I did Carol not feel Lee. Going okay going to a gay club, and like I didn't have friends. I hadn't met people yet. So like, but I could go and sing a karaoke song and be okay with that. Anyway, what's interesting is how it shifts.
The music made you gay?
The karaoke made me gay. Straight parents don't let their children go to karaoke. It's one of the first warning signs.
Oh, then karaoke make you funny. Yeah. Not gay. Yeah. Well, you're gay, but just make you funny.
How do you know I'm gay?
I know you're gay.
Okay.
I know you're gay.
This is why I don't let him listen to them Judy Garland albums.
This weekend, one of my hetero life mates from law school, you know, my best friend Jason, he and his girlfriend were down, and it was fun to take them out. Like, they came down saying, we want to go see a drag show. Straight people are dangerous to take to the Parliament House.
They
because,
go crazy. It's
listen,
like
you know,
Disneyland.
You know,
Disneyland.
I'm not a big drinker, but when it's like your straight friends, like, oh yeah, we got to make up for, you know,
get a beer, bro.
Two Parliament House drinks and then a shot on top of that does me in. Then somebody
that
hands me,
anyone
then somebody
in.
Hands me another. Like, that's why my eye is, that's why I have like a hickey on my eye from like getting, I don't know what happened.
Dude.
But so they went, they saw the drag show, they loved it, yeah, pretty much always last night. Saturday night we just went downtown. I took them to go see the SAC improv comedy show. Rob Ward,
always
you know what? And I would love to take a group of everyone. Like, I would love to take the show there and just, I think, I don't say I want to do more or less gay stuff, but I want to get out of the pattern and the rut of this club this night, this club this night, this club. Because, you know, it's so easy to do that and feel complacent. And even though you're going out and having fun, it is just as fun to say, hey, let's go here and do something we've never done before. And I ended up on Saturday night at Ibar. And I guess...
good place.
Ibar is fun, but guess what they're doing now? On Saturday nights now, I'd love to take you this weekend if you want to go. This Saturday night, they do Ibar 80s night, new wave hits of the 80s. So everyone's having fun, dancing, all 80s music and videos. I swear to God, there were people there that I think were like legitimately like party animals in the 80s. There, yeah. like an old balding skullet man, like old yes. woman trying to still fit into her, like, you know, heart
micro
t-shirt.
Mini.
Right, yes. right. And the people, there was a Vulcan, and the people watching.
A Vulcan?
Yeah.
Vulcan. What?
And I saw,
what?
There was just a random, there was just a random get. Spock walking around. And then there was
that's
the,
awesome.
There was like the cutest fit, like blonde dude that had just the most horrible Siamese, or samurai man bun. And so we like created a backstory for him, and he was just like, had a nose piercing. And I was just convinced that I could have taken him home that night, because I was like, yo, if you're susceptible enough to get a nose piercing and grow that stupid man bun, then I'm pretty sure you're stupid enough for me to convince you to sleep with me.
You do know that Ibar is trying to market themselves as an open bar.
No,
open
it was
to
very
everyone.
Cool.
It's well, gay, straight.
This is how great of a my friend Jason. You know, I've been friends with him now since 2007. He knew my ex-fiance. I came out to him on a tubing trip on the Itchituckney River.
I'm sorry, like. What? Intertubing?
Like,
or
intertubing.
Is this like slang for something?
No, like we got you get in a tube, you get wasted, and you float down a river.
Got
okay,
into, they got
so
in a
like,
tube together. We got
yeah,
it. Yep.
Okay, got
okay,
it.
Got,
I didn't know
going.
If this
you
was something new I didn't know about.
And his girl is amazing. Like, his girl Christina is actually one of the most amazing. You know, I don't generally care for women, but she's an amazing female.
No.
What?
This show hates women.
No, stop it.
No,
no, we don't. We love you.
We're still for free, for fun, for
that's why there's
for
like,
everyone.
That's why there's like one girl on the show like once every seven. I almost cursed myself. Almost seven. So once every 7 months.
You have me every couple of weeks.
So the it was awesome to go out, and it was awesome just to spend time, you know, with these friends. And again, I said it, I think I picked this up from going out to that wedding in California. You have to take yourself away from the things you always know, the things you always do, to gain a sense of self and appreciation for yourself and improve, you know, upon those things. And so it's been really awesome to just remember the relationships that are important, to say, hey, there's, you know, you don't have to go do the same things and get the same trick every week, and you can just go have fun. So as our outro music, get that off the microphone, dude. It's making noise. As the out...
I thought my mic needed a mic ring.
I love how we're okay.
I know, we just heard Latin moans and groans from the background.
Did you fall asleep? It's a great show, yeah.
I think so. No, this is a great show. He's not sleeping because I think he did last night, he's not sleeping, nothing.
All right, going around our circle. Thank you very much for coming. Did you have fun again today?
Yeah.
Did everyone have a good time?
Always.
Chris and Mister, I love it when you come here. What do you have going on this week?
We've got a little bit of fun over at Orlando Drag Race Live on Monday. I'll be doing a makeup event on Saturday. Come out and see me if you want.
If you want to.
If you want to.
Eric, the actor.
Hello. I'll be there.
Wyatt. I'm going to be rehearsing for Horror Nights. It's going to be an amazing year. I'm out. I can't wait to do it. I'll be doing an event for Zebra Coalition, which
will
be fun.
Yay, we love it.
Nice. Awesome. So when's that going down? You have some time to tell us about that next
that's
week?
That's going down Saturday. I don't have all the information on me because my phone's dead right now, but look it up. Be on their website. I'm sure you can find out the information.
Atomic.
We'll be painting stuff and encouraging people to get drunk while I try to teach them to paint.
While I play Rihanna really loud.
Right, you play Rihanna really loud. I talk to a man named Rocco. It'll be a good time.
Rocco.
Drag, we better have more money. Atomic, Nicole, what do you have going on this week?
I have a lot of things this week. I have camp today, some Wednesdays. Camp put in my underwear store. Nakobe Boom Boom at Pulse Orlando.
Uh-huh.
If not, I can this today. You can follow me to Saturday selling shot and selling my underwear store,
okay.
My sexy underwear to Pulse Orlando.
I don't think that was a call to action because I don't quite understand what he said, but here we go. We love you, and we'll be spending some more time. We'll make some posts about that on Facebook. That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, happy birthday, Javier. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll.
What's marriage? What's divorce? I don't know. Freak him, Davis.
Until,
Donald Trump!
Until next time, I
Madness!
Wish you enough. I'm Justice, and I love you.
Oh, Kim Davis, that bitch.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds
no.
in Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy
you know
Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're,
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess, warrior, princess, Xena style.
It's,
It's all food.
Outlaw Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.